As you well know, we kind of moved around a little bit today. That's directly related to Adam's comment that we only had three players in the top 106. Now we have four. We got some really good players here. They fit what we want, and we feel moving forward into this thing. We sit pretty good positionally in the fourth round, very high. I think there's really a lot of substantive players to acquire in this draft, and we're going to try to do that. With that, I'll take your question.
John, I think the first thing kind of sticks out about Jones is the body. A real thickly built, kind of a rare body with really good athleticism. Just wondering if you can kind of talk about the tools he's got for the position of tackle and what you like.
Well, athletically, for a man his size, he is uniquely gifted. Very good athlete, former high school basketball player. I think everybody knows his track record as he progressed through college. Before college, he was probably one or two in the nation. Defensive lineman. He goes to Under Armour. I think it's Under Armour All-Star Camp. Probably has 56, 57 college scholarships. Chooses Mississippi State, which is probably an hour and a half from his hometown. And as he goes, he begins and develops and learns that trait of a defensive lineman. And he has such a wonderful ceiling moving forward. And then when you combine that with those defensive linemen within our room now, they have high standards to live up to. And this guy will fit right in that room. And moving forward, I think it's a good pick.
Were you happy with the body composition and effort? What do you think there on field effort?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one trait that he has athleticism. He has the flashes of brilliance. But what he does, like every young kid in college, he begins to play high. I mean, so what we have to do is technically, we have to get his pads down. I mean, and that's a technical thing, and that takes a little bit of time, and he'll be fine. You know, when you play long periods of time, once you begin to rotate these guys and your role begins to develop, he'll be fine.
Did you guys have him as like a first-round guy? Was this a guy you identified as saying, you know what, maybe he falls, you think he's a first-round talent? So where'd you guys stack him on your board?
You know what? If we had picked him at 28, we'd have been very pleased to pick him at 28. But we felt, after analyzing that board, if we were to go back a little bit, there's still a high probability we could acquire that player. And you know what? If luck be had it, we acquired the player and got some picks.
Is this the guy you would have taken at 28 if you had to?
Well, you never know until if you're at that pick.
You had no shot at getting
that pick. I know.
You know I'm not going to tell him either.
I figured if he was, you might say that.
No.
So you acquired a lot.
Adam, he'd pat himself on the back.
I would have patted him on the back.
We got to try.
So you acquired a lot of fourth-round picks now. How important is the fourth round going to be to the overall success of this draft?
Well, I don't think it's an individual round that is the success of the draft. I think it's a whole body of work of the draft. Now, we've identified some players we feel are really good players and good fits in the fourth round for us. And we're fortunate enough to get those high fourth round picks at 105 and 106, and then you sprinkle in the 126 on the backside. That's pretty good. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day. We have a lot of picks, and you can begin to add some of that depth we talk about, competitive depth.
I asked Andy this. He wasn't 100% sure.
Yes, sir.
You remember last year Peters and Nelson couldn't practice during OTAs because of the academic thing.
Correct. It's the quarter system versus the semester system.
Yeah, is that an issue with either of these two players?
Nope, not to my knowledge.
So
we're good.
Okay.
Hey, John, can you go over some of the physical attributes of Russell? Seems like he had pretty good athleticism. He's long, too. Like, he has big hands.
Yeah, he's got... he's got, I'm trying to think of his hands and his arms. I think he's, when you combine all the different matrices of studies and then you formulate that into a score, I would put him as a red level A-score guy, meaning that he has a lot of attributes that are really good. You combine that with his person, his competitiveness. He has a degree of toughness about his person. A guy that can fight through a stress fracture and play through that and practice on that on a daily basis, pretty mentally tough to me.
Did you guys look at the academic situation and the way he came through that? I think he was the only player in Notre Dame of the four. How did you guys evaluate that? Were you impressed by the fact that he made it back and the others didn't?
It's an isolated instance. He's a really sharp and really neat kid. Everybody in South Bend loves him. You go back to high school, I think he's from Everett, Washington, if I'm not mistaken. He's a class president of his high school. He's a well-spoken, articulate, sincere guy who likes to play the game of football, plus he wants to get himself a degree. I think you guys are really going to like him when he gets here.
One thing that kind of stood out about both those guys was how happy they both really seemed to be drafted. I think I know the answer to this, but like, how much did you guys have to take into account how much they love football, right? How much the game matters to them when making these picks?
Well, I've always said, you know, we like guys that are good guys, that are competitive. I mean, they fit the boxes. They really do. These guys are fun.
John, Russell was, like, overcome as he was talking. I mean, he was, I think, weeping as he was speaking about this. Did, I don't know if you didn't talk to him directly.
I did early. I did it, like, the first 30 seconds, and I went back into the draft room. I just introduced myself. Asked him if he wanted to be a member of the kingdom, and he says, yes, I do, Mr. Dorsey.
Did you have some sense of somewhere between either what we heard or your evaluation on that it was that level of meaning to him to have this happen?
No, I had heard that from others, but the one, you know, in the brief conversation I had with him, you could actually see respect. There's a degree of respect when he was speaking over the phone, and I thought that was, you know, emblematic of who he is as a person.
Is he ready to practice with the broken leg?
He'll be fine. Once he gets here, we'll find out.
Can I take that as a yes?
Yes.
John, both these guys said they didn't come in here for interviews. What's the value of that, of having those guys in here? And sometimes do you intentionally not have guys in here if you have a good feeling about them?
We interviewed Chris at the 60-player interview. At the combine, as well as had our positional coaches interview Ryan Nutt, our Southeast scout, actually spent a considerable amount of time with him, not only at his pro day, but also at where he was working at, I think Pete Barbarito or one of those workout facilities down in South Florida. He spent some time with him down there as well. So there's different platforms and avenues to kind of get to find and know who these guys are. With Kavari, we spent a lot of time at Notre Dame with him. We were fortunate enough that Will Lewis, whose boys also played high school ball in the state of Washington, kind of knew him a little bit. And so Will's got a pretty good background of who he was. So that kind of helped there as well.
How do you feel about where you are at corner now that you have Russell in here?
Well, we just keep working. We just keep chipping away at it. That's where we are right now. We just keep chipping away at it, and we'll see what happens.
Is he a potential nickel guy? Does he profile at that position?
I think, you know what? I think he can play inside, outside. Let's start him outside and see what happens.
And going back to Notre Dame, did he earn his degree?
I don't know yet if he's got his degree yet. He is, you know what? He probably did, only because I say that. I think he's a fourth-year junior in this scenario. There's a high probability he did. Don't hold me to it, please.
Anything else?
Yeah, just one last thing.
Okay. Oh, a couple more. Go ahead. Yep.
No, just sure. Two things. Poor Chris had that wardrobe malfunction at the combine. Were you there for that?
He watches too much TV. I'm just going to tell
you. What just struck me as one of those moments was the poor guy's got a.
It is what it is. You know what? Big men should never wear spandex.
and more to the point, though, he's got kind of a personality. I'm sure you enjoyed that. How does that fit when you evaluate?
He's just fun to be around. You know, he likes football. You can see guys that really like football, like being around the locker room. Guys, and then you watch him move around, you can see his degree of athleticism, and you go, my God, this guy's really athletic. And then you combine that with his drive, and now all these things, you know, they kind of work in your favor here. And now we got him in the second round, you go, okay, let's see what we got here.
Is that what you mean when you fold him into the group he's coming in with, too? I mean, he's...
That's important.
Yeah, that level of enthusiasm.
You know, it's those positional rooms are very critical moving forward, regardless of what position. And I think the defensive line room is very close. I think he will fit in that defensive line room very well. Excuse me. Sorry.
We'll go Adam and then Torres.
Mike Williams, obviously you guys think he's maybe ready to get his career back on track. What tells you that that might be the case with him?
Well, he's been here for, I believe, 3 days of OTAs last week. He came in for a workout and really displayed some of the traits that he had earlier. I sat down and talked with him extensively for about 30 minutes, and then I wanted everybody within the building to sit down and talk with him. And you know what? He is a very genuine guy, driven to get back his career that, you know, he got derailed on.
How did you see that? What leads you to say that?
To see, well, you see the person and the sincerity of his words. I think that's first and foremost, and how driven he is to be that guy. And so we'll see what happens.
You said during the workout he showed some of the traits that he'd shown earlier.
Meaning his ability to come off the line, ability to run routes, ability to catch the ball, ability to run some of the routes that we run during the games. He still has those really big hands. He's just a larger type of catcher that, you know, if you can get him back to where he was, you may have something there. We'll see. It's going to take a while.
Last one, too.
I'm just curious. Is this a deep draft, or is it just deep at certain positions?
Deep draft would sense me. You start from one and you go all the way down. I think it's, again, I think I said last night, in rounds 2, 3, and 4, I think there's some really interesting players there that can be had and be really good quality members of your team.
So if people are characterizing it as a deep, I know maybe this is semantics, but like, is that accurate?
Certain positions. Well, so I think here's where it's driven by. It's driven by the defensive line and the depth of the defensive line. It's driven by the depth of the corners, meaning that there's pockets to be had all the way through the draft, and then maybe the offensive line, and then you have the two top quarterbacks, top three quarterbacks, and then maybe there's a separation between that. Then maybe you have two or three receivers, and then there's a degree of separation there.
Okay.